Today on the Internet Phantoms podcast, we have special guest Teddy C with us, and let's run this song that me and him just made the other day that goes fucking crazy, and it is considered manic music, so prepare your ears.
What, the intro is just the song? All
right. Yeah, we're gonna just do that. That's how we're gonna premiere it right there.
Welcome back. Like FaceTat said, that was the song that just played. Teddy C, what is good? Welcome to the podcast.
What's up, boys? Just chilling.
Yeah, we'll get right into it and just ask you what's it like growing up in Sacramento? Like what's the lifestyle like out there?
Yeah, I mean, Sacramento's like all right. I think people probably think it's better than it is. It's just because it's in California, but honestly, I'd probably want to be in any other part of California because we're like up north and it's still kind of like rednecky and stuff. Like there's like hicks and stuff. So Sacramento's kind of like a hick city. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, to be honest, I assume it's just dope because like you said, like it's California.
Yeah, I mean, there's cool parts about
it. Yeah, it's like the capital and shit.
Yeah, it's the capital. Yeah.
Told you geography B knowledge. I wouldn't have known that if I didn't come in second place in geography B.
In what?
I've mentioned that like 3-4 times, but yeah, I came in second place in geography B. Holla at me.
What is a geography B?
It's like a spelling bee, but they ask you just geography questions.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You've never talked about that.
Maybe we were talking on FaceTime about that, but like I was thinking about that the other day, and like the worst part about it was like everybody was like writing their answers on whiteboards, and like everybody had to like put them up, and my little dumbass in the corner was just like looking at everybody next to me. So like I feel like I got lucky.
You cheated your way to the top.
So you cheated.
Oh, I cheated the whole way
what
through.
The fuck? So you cheated geography.
Nah, but it was like the validation that made me feel smart. That was pretty cool.
Sure, you can flex with that.
You cheated and you came in second?
Oh yeah, because like, dude, you want to know what question really fucked me up that made me lose it?
Yeah, let's
see. I remember it because it haunts me at like my sleep sometimes because I knew this shit. That's the worst part about it. But it was literally like, where is the Great Barrier Reef located? And I said Africa.
It's Australia.
Yeah.
Australia? Yeah, I know that one.
Wait, what grade was this?
I was in fifth grade, I believe.
Oh, all right.
In freshman year, like, I had geography class with my homie, and we had to, like, do the countries of, like, I don't know, all continents or something like that. And he would just record himself saying it and then put in, like, one headphone during the test and just play it back on voice memos.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's so fucking smart.
Yeah, for real.
Holy shit. All right, I know who I stand from now on.
Yeah, nah, that's like the most genius shit ever. Like, fuck Elon Musk, fuck Tesla.
I mean, you could do that shit with like a lot of shit if you think about it too.
Depends. Yeah, I'm just mad as fuck. I wasn't smart enough to think about that when I was still in school. Like, what the fuck?
Seriously, I would have been like reciting math problems and shit.
Right, exactly. Dude, I wouldn't have been fucked up on Adderall the entire time I was in high school if I had that.
I can't even imagine the grades I would have had if I took Adderall in high school. Oh my god.
Oh, nice, dude, slap. Nah, they definitely didn't make my grades better, I don't think. It just made me get shit done.
Oh, never mind. I would have been fucking... Well, nah, like, you do your homework, pop an Addy, 40 minutes later, you don't even remember you're doing homework. You're just going hard.
Yeah, sweating, grinding your teeth.
Yeah, I wish I did coke in high school, like, during it, like, literally, like, during it.
Like a bathroom break?
Yeah, yo, I would have been valedictorian, I know it. I would have fucking gave the speech and everything, man. Wait, no, that's college. Whatever. All right, since we're on the topic of fucking school and questions, we got some spitfire questions. We got a little spitfire round for you, Teddy C.
All right, for sure.
All right, are you ready for this? All right, let's we're gonna put a minute on the clock.
Stand by, going to air. Stand by, Phil. Five, stand by, music. Four, stand by, announce. Three, two, one,
and speed up. The internet. Phantom
presents the exciting quiz program.
And we thought you might want to come along.
It'll be cool.
All right, Xbox or PS5?
PS5.
Ghosts or ghouls?
Ghosts.
McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
Boobs or balls?
Boobs.
Mac or PC?
PC.
Cum or jizz?
Cum.
Digimon or Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Michael Vick or Michael Carson?
I don't know who Michael Carson is, but I don't know if I should choose Michael Vick either.
All right, Michael Carson was the San Francisco witch killer. He got 75 to life.
All right, let's go with him.
All right, and COVID or mad cow disease?
Mad cow disease.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude made it.
That was fire as fuck. We need to do that more often. I guess since we're like still in like the realm of like your early upbringing, like what was like what year did you really decide you was going to go hard in music in?
When I decided like I was going to go hard, it was probably like 18, but like I made like the worst raps ever seventh grade. And like how I would record would literally be like, I would just record myself doing like an acapella rap. And then I went into Final Cut, I think, and I tried to make a beat in Final Cut.
Wait.
Deadass, I'm not even joking.
Wait, like the movie?
Like... Yeah, the video, like, shit, yeah.
how the fuck did that work?
Terrible. It sounded so bad. I think I would just take like they have like royalty free loops. I just put like one of those, like just like a single track of that, and then I was kind of figure out drums. So I was like, okay, this is the, and then it's like on my friend's like home computer probably somewhere. But yeah.
Crazy.
But then I actually started recording like freshman year of high school, so that's like 2014.
Okay, so speaking of 2014, I did a little bit of due diligence. I did my Phantom research, and I was trying to. A lot of your fucking old videos are private now, but
on YouTube.
Yeah. Really quick, when I was doing my research, were you doing what was it? The Crack Up Corner Gaming channel?
Yeah. Yeah, how did you? I don't even know what that what that channel is, because like when I was a kid or like middle school and shit, I had like so many different YouTube channels. Like I would just make like, because like I don't even know, I think we started off doing like special effects, and then we wanted to do comedy, and like I don't know, I guess we did gaming too, like I don't even remember.
I seen it was there was only a couple of videos, but one was just woke up commentary.
Is it like like a recording of a TV?
It's literally you're recording the TV.
Yeah, okay,
that was the gameplay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is it Gotham City Imposters? Is that the game?
The one I seen, it was one was Uncharted, like a kill streak.
Oh, okay.
Some Modern Warfare.
I don't remember making those, but I thought I did it with Gotham City Imposters. Do you remember that game?
I don't.
It was like a free first person shooter, like based off of like Batman. It was like my mom didn't let me play Modern Warfare at the time, so I just played that.
I found something from May 16th, 2015. You were recorded eating a live goldfish.
Oh, yes, I was. It was, it really didn't, like, taste like anything or anything, because I just, like, it was, like, drinking water.
Did it feel weird going down?
No, like, it literally just felt like drinking water, which, is weird, but, it was just because we were, like, at a carnival thing that they do in my town. And I think we already had won a goldfish that like we were gonna keep, and then my friend won a goldfish, or I don't think he was really my friend, just like some kid, and then he didn't want it, and like people were just like daring me to eat it, and I was like, I will, like I don't care, because back then I just did a bunch of stupid shit, and then some girl was like crying because I was gonna do it, and then that made me want to do it more, so then I did it.
What's crazy is that I actually have like such a similar fucking experience with somebody eating a goldfish in front of me at a fair.
Yeah, how does everyone have these fucking experiences? What the fuck?
So let me put this in perspective. So like my town will do like a 4th of July celebration every year that like kind of is like a fair concept to it, like they got all the vendors and the games and all that shit. But yeah, it was like July 3rd or July 4th, one of those nights, because it's like a two-night thing. And I was just kind of walking around trying to find people to like talk to and just see what the fuck was up. Cause I would go there just to fucking, I don't know. It was like one of those things where you didn't see it. Everybody you went to school with for a minute. So like everybody would just go there and you just run into people, this, that, third, all that. So we ran into him and he had a goldfish with him. And I don't know, remember like who was like telling him, yo, you should eat the goldfish. But like somehow that came about. And then this old white guy came out of the cut, like out of nowhere, talking about something. I'll give you $100 right now to just eat the goldfish. Bro, dude heard $100, literally opens up the bag with the fish in it and just fucking drinks the water.
Dude, for $100, I'd eat 4 goldfish.
For real, I didn't even get paid for my shit.
25 each, so. Man.
Really fucked me up because I felt bad for the goldfish.
Fuck the goldfish.
I mean, shit, man. It's like a fair goldfish. It probably didn't have a great life before that.
Shit, and that motherfucker was gonna die next week, anyways.
Yeah.
You probably gave it a better life. Like it was either gonna die regardless, or like some stupid child would have won it and like stepped on it by accident.
Well, dude, the kid that won it was like a weirdo, so who knows what he would have done to it, like.
Yeah, it could have gone into like a different, yeah. It's weird because I don't know if I'm the only one who's done shit like this. Like looking back, it was kind of weird. So I had a fish and I remember like I would take it out, like I would try to scoop it up. This thing lived like for a year, surprisingly. I don't know how. I would like scoop it up and I'd straight pet the fish. But yo, there was one time it fell out of my hands and it's just flopping on the carpet, and I'm like, oh shit. And then I throw it back in, like 10 minutes later I take it out, pet it. Yeah, I don't know, I was fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's kind of normal, like as a kid, to want
to pet a fish.
I don't know,
I mean, it lived for a while,
because like it's like the only animal you can't touch, so I don't know, I feel like I haven't had like experience with it. Yeah,
I was ahead of the curve.
Y'all were over here petting goldfish and shit. Meanwhile, my mom was like killing the goldfish, not feeding it for days, and then telling me that the fucking goldfish ran away.
Yeah, I had a hamster and it was like on top of the cage, and our cage was like a little like table. And I don't know why, but like my sister like knocked it off the top of the cage, and then like the next day, And I was like, fuck, you murked my fucking hamster.
I had a gerbil with my sister, and it's not really the same kind of story, but mine ate hers. I don't know why. Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that could happen.
No, I didn't know that either.
I didn't either, but yeah, he's straight. He was grubbing. My sister's screaming. I'm like, what's going on? My mom's like, don't look. It's just cannibalistic fucking Holocaust over here. It was wild.
I guess since we're on the top of like graphic design, since we're right here, I saw you post a cover that you made the other day. How long have you been doing like shit like that for?
I don't even know. Let me see if I can find. I used to make my SoundCloud covers, but I think all tracks are gone pretty much. Because then I realized like people are a lot better at this than me.
I also said the same thing. Shout out Henny Milk.
We out here
saving lives.
I try.
It's like the first one I made was made of plastic cloud. So like since then I've just been doing it like when I want something but I don't want to pay for it, and like I think I make it. So it's not like super serious, but I just do that shit on the side.
That's cool. I was gonna get into like if you were doing, fuck, shouldn't have hit the vape.
A cigarette.
Shouldn't have hit the vape and started talking. Oh god. No, I don't even. Oh, so yeah, you weren't like doing commissions or anything like that.
No, I've never done commission. I've never even done it for like other people. But what I do sometimes is, I don't know if you guys know Dr. Dredd, but he does cover art. He's done a bunch of my shit. And then I'll just like start the PSD to get like a fucking idea of what I want. And then I'll just send it to him and he'll like finish it because he's really good at it.
Fire ass way to do it. Do you know about to do that with you now?
That'd be mad funny. Let's act up. Would y'all ever get your dick reviewed? I've been seeing that.
Yeah, shout out all sex workers. Actually, I got into an argument with a sex worker today, but we'll get into that after.
I seen that people are, there are girls who are like, you pay them to review your dick?
Yeah, my friend, she just did that to some guy. She like said it wasn't even good, but he still paid her.
That's, I don't know. I thought it was sus. I thought it was kind of nuts that like that's really like a thing that people are paying for.
Yeah, one of my homegirls was telling me some shit like, yo, like some dudes will literally send me money just to talk shit about their dick.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a fetish, I think.
Like pay pig shit?
Yeah, kind of like humiliation shit.
Dude, I bet the juggalos like that. We have this beef with a juggalo.
Yeah. We're going to go to like we're going to do like a podcast trip and go to the gathering one year.
Oh yeah, that'd be dope.
Oh no, 100%. I want to so bad. I want
so
to.
So I, dude, I want to get decked out in like straight up like the craziest face paint, and I'm going to bring like a whole case of Faygos.
Yeah, you guys need to film that shit.
I want to interview a juggalo. I almost said review a juggalo. I don't want to do that.
Just standing there like dissecting his makeup and shit.
Actually, maybe we should do a segment one week where we review juggalo things. I think we should.
I remember the first time I saw a juggalo and it was like the craziest fucking experience of my life.
Like in real life?
Yeah. Like, and it was like, it was so strange to me because dude was at the corner store buying Faygos and I didn't understand like the whole concept of what the fuck a juggalo was at the point. So I walk into the corner store. I was actually going to get a Faygo because this is the like the point in time, like that 2014, 15, 16 wave where everybody was talking about the cream soda Faygos.
Yeah.
Pouring lean into cream soda Faygos. So I was doing everything to get a fucking cream soda Faygo and I was just being weird.
Yeah, no lean in sight, but you needed that cream soda.
Yep, you just
literally buying every single one from the corner store for no reason.
You're just being a juggalo.
Yeah, basically, but I didn't know the juggalos was fucking with Faygos, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I walk up to the cooler as this one dude's like in there, and he turns around and he's got the face paint on.
Did he whoop whoop at you?
No, he didn't whoop at me, but he looked me in the eyes like he was going to kill me.
Damn.
And then, like, a couple weeks later, I ended up seeing, like, the Workaholics episode when they went to, the gathering, and that shit was wild, and I'm like, fuck, kind of want to be a juggalo.
He probably thought you were a poser.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing they hate. They hate racists and posers, but they love everybody else. It's honestly crazy. They're apparently very nice people.
It's so strange.
We got to interview some juggalos. We got to find, like, a low-key juggalo rapper somewhere.
Dude, ICP would do this shit for, like, $300. I'm telling you.
I think somebody from Psychopathic Records would do for three. I think we should get like someone weird. Like I checked them. They don't even have their DMs open. I think we could get like Blaze Your Dead Homie or something.
But these are old men that we're dealing with too.
That's actually, when you say it like that, that's pretty weird.
Yeah.
These are just old men that we're just trying to talk to.
And like thinking about how they explain to get on Discord to them. You know what I'm saying?
If you think I had trouble.
Yeah.
I saved a chipmunk the other day.
That's awesome. I'm really proud of you.
So I got like this fence in my backyard that's like one of those pointy ones. And the little chipmunk fell into a little bucket that had water in it. And it was like jumping up and down trying to get out, and it couldn't get out. Scariest part was there was already a dead chipmunk in there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I kicked the bucket over and I saved the chipmunk, but he was probably really fucking bugged out because there was like a dead brother in next to him.
I had to fish a dead squirrel out of the pool the other day. Yes, sir. All right, we're talking about animals, so we got new segment, face tap. We're here. That's right. It's news time.
Yikes.
So, here's the deal. We got a story coming out of Wisconsin, right? Oh my God, this is fucking wild. So, according to witnesses, a woman named Waukesha Bloater, I think that's pronunciation. She performed a spiritual ritual. I think I'm brain dead.
You might be having a stroke.
On a dead possum in the middle of the fucking road.
Did it work?
Well, then she pulled out a Green Bay Packers lawn chair from her car and was like yelling at the possum to repent. And the ritual consisted of throwing goldfish and windshield wiper fluid on the fucking possum. And now I don't know if they were talking about the snack goldfish or like an actual one, but that really fucked me up. And it made me think, like, Teddy C, like, what would your spiritual ritual be for you to be like summoned back from the dead?
Probably like a yellow, like make a pool of yellow Red Bull. And then, like, throw weed gummies in there.
What word would we have to shout?
I don't know. Teddy, I guess.
Oh, face tat. So, yeah, that was the whole segment. That's all I had.
Okay.
I only had one news.
I do feel bad for that possum.
I bet you the possum wasn't even dead either. It was just probably playing dead.
In the article, it goes, this possum wasn't playing possum. I just thought that was...
Yeah. So, I was just like, I hit this bitch up on Snapchat, and I was like, face tat sad and wants to suck a titty. Nothing more. And I fell asleep. I woke up at like 3 a.m. to this bitch sending me a picture of her titties.
Oh, nice. That's a come up.
That's a W. Yeah, nice.
All right.
But like, wasn't impressed.
Oh, were they weird? Describe, this is a new segment. Face tat describes titties.
Well, no, it was just more or less the fact that I wasn't expecting it. It kind of caught me off guard.
And you already got in your sleep, so you're like, you don't need.
Yeah, and I was like half asleep. I opened it at like 3 o'clock in the morning type shit. And I bet you she felt so bad about herself that I didn't open that right away.
Daddy, you got any shitty Tinder stories? Well, dating app stories?
E-girl stories?
No, not really. Yeah, I like try not to talk to e-girls that much. And like every Tinder interaction I've had is pretty normal. One girl wanted to be my girlfriend after like hanging out 2 times because I was like her first kiss, I guess. But like it was off of Tinder, so I was like not taking it seriously. And yeah, but she was just like trying to move very fast.
Was she ugly? I feel like only ugly girls move fast.
No, she wasn't, but it was just, like, scary. Because, like, I had just gotten out of a relationship, and, like, that was, like, the last thing I actually wanted was, like, another.
Falling in love with a girl off Xanax. Shout out off of Ben's. That's what that song is about, falling in love with a girl off the Xanax.
There was, I remember there was this one bitch I used to fuck with. I think I talked about her. The girl who I think, like, put a curse on me. The Brujera girl.
The one from Penn State? Oh.
No, that girl, ugh. No, this was another girl from Prov. She like, there was one day, like, it was, like, some 2-year-old's birthday party. And, like, they're giving me shots of tequila and shit. And she's like feeding me Ambien. She's feeding me Ambien and tequila.
Yikes. That's not good. Hey, yo, Shoddy was trying to kill you, bro.
I think you're right.
It's probably best we don't know her name. We might get her caught up for trying to kill you.
Hey, you dodged a bullet at least.
I was fucked up off the Zans at the mall, and that's how I met her. I went to there was like this like spiritual store, and I asked some girl there for her number, and she straight played me so hard. Well, not played me, but she goes, well, you can write yours down. And I go, I know that means you're not going to hit me up, but I'm going to do it anyway. So then I walk across the food court to the Burger King, and I ask the girl working there for her fucking number. Damn, and it ended up being that Brujera girl who tried to kill me. Yeah.
Well, shit, I would try to kill you too if I'm working at Burger King, and then...
Man, I was trying to save her life. I'm trying to get her out the Burger King.
Yo, I was going on that like whole little thing, like, oh, there is a girl that worked at Wendy's. She's so fine. I was thinking in my head the whole time, like, yo, you is too fine to be working at Wendy's. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm trying to get you out of Wendy's. Like, what's popping? Listen, I never got the time of day to even talk to her. She ain't even want nothing to do with me. But on another note, I thought about it. I'm like, well, shit, she's making more money at Wendy's than I'm making at my job. So I bet you that's why she don't want me.
Was she like fucking CEO there or something?
No, dude, the starting pay. Yo, the starting minimum wage at Wendy's right now is $13.25.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but for like normal fucking jobs, the minimum wage is only $11.10. But the shit be like blowing my mind that I'd be doing shipping and receiving and then fuck around these dudes at like McDonald's and Wendy's are making like $3 more than me starting off.
Fucking Chick-fil-A is $17 an hour. That's like insane.
Honestly, though, there's only one Chick-fil-A over here in this like whole state. And it ain't even worth it for the $17, yo. It is never not fucking packed.
It's not that. And then you got a fake be Christian. Like, who the fuck wants to do that?
You gotta be all happy and...
They're so nice. Yeah, and like,
I ain't got the time for that.
And you gotta tell, like, people that abortion is wrong every time you give them their order.
Homosexuality is a sin.
Yeah, oh my God, they hate it. They hate it. It's kind of crazy. It's fuck Chick-fil-A on this podcast. It's fuck Chick-fil-A, except... Facetat stays at Chick-fil-A, dude. No. I think he's homophobic.
No.
Bruh.
I got one like time going to Chick-fil-A in like the past month, and now you wanna come at me for that.
I feel like anytime you hit me up on FaceTime, you're like, yeah, I just got back from Chick-fil-A.
No, that was one time, and No. That was one time, and I bought it for Nima and his girl because they wanted Chick-fil-A, and I'm like, well, fuck it. If we're out Chick-fil-A, I'm gonna get me some chicken nuggets.
Dude, Chick-fil-A goes hard, and most of my gay friends
I don't get it
Chick-fil-A. So
we were all fucked up and sitting in the car, and there was like 8 cops like in the drive-thru, and it was just like, I don't even want to fucking be here.
They probably give cops a fat deal. Yo, I'm about to become a cop.
Oh yeah,
take that out. FaceTat, what other questions you got on this docket, dude? I only got like 2 more.
How did you like get linked up with the Iced Out Angels? What's the backstory going to that?
I feel like it was December 2018. And at the time, Sam Thrax and my homie Dr. Dread and I think Jay LaFlame, a few other of my homies were like in that collective, but so were like, so was Machila. Dirtbag.
So this was like way before like Sebi and them joined.
Yeah, it was before Sebi. At the time I was like friends with about like a good portion of the roster, but and I just like saw that collective and I was like a lot of the artists I like really fucked with were in it, so I was like, oh, I just want to be in that collective. Like that was just my goal, but I didn't like say anything about it. And then one day I was just in a group chat with I don't know if you guys know Crow, but like we're not cool anymore, but at the time I was in a group chat with him and I was just like, damn, one day I want to be an Iced Out Angel. And he's like, one day we'll add you right now. And I was like, oh, for real? And then Toaf DM'd me and like just made some stupid joke, and I responded with a stupid joke. It was like, show me a wave check, because it was like back then when like wave check was a meme, and I like photoshopped like an ocean wave onto my hair. And then I sent it back, and then he's like, all right, you're in. And then ever since then, I've just been, like, chilling. Like, even with the people that I've left and shit, like, I'm still cool without them, and I love everyone.
That's what's up. So did you play the show that they did or no?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I like put together almost that whole show, honestly.
That's fire.
I bought the venue. I got the sound shit. I had help from Yerms and Trent from C.
Okay.
And Loro. They were like the ones really talking to the artists, because not many of the artists knew who I was besides like Zelly and then like the Ice Out Angels people, the smaller people.
Yeah.
They pretty much handled like getting the artists there and shit, but then I handled the venue and getting the sound and setting up speakers and shit. And I like did the sound for the whole show, but it was kind of ass because the venue was kind of ass. So we had to plug like fat ass sub and like two fat ass monitors into like the same power strip, which like you're not supposed to do at all, but that was only one outlet. And
the venue had one fucking outlet.
Yeah, bro, it was like a trash venue, but we got a good deal on it. So, and the owners were really cool. It's really cool for like underground shit. I think you just have to like get, so the thing was is it was in Atlanta. And I'm from California, so I'm, like, trying to plan the show in Atlanta from California. So it was, like, really hard for me because, like, I couldn't ever go to the venue and, like, look at it till, like, we fucking got there. And, like, we didn't, even when I was there, like, a day before the show or two, we didn't even go to the venue because we were just doing other shit. So, planning that from California was really hard. But I think if you could have, like, went to the venue before and, like, just figured out some shit, because like some of the lights didn't work and the bathroom didn't work, it was fucking like sucked. But what I was saying before was when the mic would clip, it would shut off the monitors, like if it clipped too hard, because it was just too much like electricity. And so like it would just be the sub playing for like a second and the monitors would shoot back on. And some of the artists got mad about it. It was honestly like some of the smaller artists that got mad about it, but pretty much everyone was cool there. I was with Anna Luna.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's
yeah.
our DJ. Yeah, so me and her were like coordinating the whole show pretty much because she had all the music and then I was like getting the mic levels. So it was like hard to like get the mic like to sound like so like people could hear what they were saying.
Right.
Without getting it to clip and then shutting off the monitors. But I'd say it overall was like a success. Fucking Sebi started like the fattest mosh pit out of anyone that performed, which is like so funny if you think about it.
That's insane.
I was gonna say I have like a few stories from.
Oh shit, yeah, go into them.
Probably the coolest part of the trip was we fucking went to a studio studio session at Loud House, which is like where Got It performs or records. Like literally while we were there, we're watching like one of Got It's music videos that is shot there. So like we're like standing in the room of the music, like where the music video shot, watching the music video, and it was cool. And you know that meme where it's like Young Thug looking at the computer screen and the engineer's there, you know, like he's like that, like we were in that room. That's where we recorded.
That's legendary.
Crazy. Cause that's the same studio that when Neil World went and did the same shit. That's like all the same. Like,
yeah, that was the session we were with. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, that's when what's that song called? That it was like, it was Turbo David. And I don't know who else is on that.
American Dad.
Yeah. American Dad. Yeah.
Yeah, so like, yeah, that was that session, and like that shit was like awesome because that was when me and Eric did our song too.
Oh yeah, that song's so fire,
bro. I like hate my verse on that song, but it's whatever.
The beat just like is so wild to me.
They fucking made that beat like at the Airbnb, like right before the session, so it was like pretty dope. It was just because like when we were recording there. First of all, I'm like in the room with like all these like people whose like music I've like listened to forever. I was a little drunk too. I was like hella nervous. And also like how they record is like, I don't know if this is how you guys record, but that's where you like hear yourself with the auto-tune on, but it's like a little delayed.
Oh, so I know exactly what I just learned how to fix that the other day, but I can't even record with monitoring on anymore. Like that should be just tweaking me out.
That's the only way I can record.
Yeah. See, I like never had done that shit. And so it was fucking me up. And that's why my verse sound the way I did. And the engineer, like, I had, like, layers on my shit. But he, like, deleted the other layer out. But it's whatever. That song still goes hard. Like, Eric killed that shit. Yeah, that was the first time I met everyone in person. Oh, besides my homie Doc, Hellish. He came to the Atlanta as well. He's not Iced Out Angels, but he's like close with all of us. I have met him like a few times before, but yeah, pretty much everyone there, first time all meeting, but like everyone just like, it was so normal, if that makes sense. It was never awkward. Like as soon as I got out of the fucking Uber, like everyone was giving me hugs and shit, and like it was just cool the whole time. What is it about my heart again? I take any sense to climb a pin. It's a minute, that's so too much to It's not my fault, the niggas ego big. I eat too much on my heart. Public says so I can't start. I took way too much to heart, it's not my fault. Way too much to learn, I'm with my dog. I saw a shot, baby, you and Fuss will be like, always on a plane, cause you switching locations. Always on my body for the hell of it. Couple Twitter likes and now he acting like irrelevant. Too much time spending it, drugs my daily regimen. Took your phones from the media, knows like this is best, man. My heart's up, pick a gun, you keep it by myself. Fish in a lesson's gone so I can see the sun melting. Plus is in my denim, chemicals, I know my body parts. Kissy face emojis in a text, it's like a color card. Bring my face open, pull my body up. I guess I'll stay broken cause I don't know where to start. It's the chemicals I'm blaming, drinking apps to the time. Yo, I pick a little colleague staring at the phone. Got a digital heart, circuitry inside my bones. And you're never gonna pick up, so all I hear is dial tones. What is that to bring my heart again? I take Xanax, I take Clonopin. It's a middle, that's all too much to So it was, the Airbnb was booked by Yerm's girlfriend. So this is like, it's from her account, but since like she added me as a guest, I'm on the review. So I still, this is the review. We truly can't give Dana and her group any stars at all. They trashed our house. Upon Dana's checkout, the house reeked of marijuana smoke. Although we have a strict no smoking policy, we had to delay our next check-in that day due to needing to allow the house adequate time to air out. There was filth throughout the house, left out food everywhere, dirty dishes all over the place, and mud tracked all over the house. The bathroom looked like there was a large group of unsupervised children in them. All the towels were soaking wet, furniture was moved around. It was a mess. We never host Dana again.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
Give it up for Dana.
But I don't even think we trashed her that much. That's the thing. It's like, I think she's overreacting.
What did y'all even do to the towels, man?
Bro, the whole time, the fucking shower was like clogged the whole time. Like it was gross. And we don't know who did it because it was just like hella hair in the drain. But so like probably if she would have like came over while like we were all there, it would have been pretty bad. But the last day we cleaned up like a shit ton. And then basically like Mace, Anna, Dana, and Yerms were like the last people there. And like it was in Yerms and Dana's account.
Oh, so man.
Like I'm sure they cleaned it up, and like they'd say I'd say they're probably the most responsible of the two or like of the group. So I don't think they actually left it like that bad. So I think they're just tripping. But also we broke a few martini glasses that they didn't mention, so that's funny.
That's crazy. The only Airbnb I've ever been to was my homie Austin or Luna on YouTube. He fucking had an Airbnb on the lake, and that shit was nice as hell. And we was like smoking in this like little breezeway.
Oh, that's cool.
And we were worried about the whole fucking house freaking. And it was like a big ass mansion too, but like they had like 8 heads living in there.
I ain't ever Airbnb, man. I know nothing good can come from that, man. I'm telling you.
It's kind of the way to go though, if you got like a solid group that you're going with, I think.
Oh yeah. But I mean, I used to trash my own crib. So, I mean, I know being at someone else's unsupervised, nah, forget it.
But, like, the thing is, like, I don't know, like, why she was tripping so hard. Because, like, for my birthday, I had an Airbnb, like, kind of where I live. But it was, like, a duplex. So, like, there was someone living in the unit next to us. But we had, like, a little party shit. and the only people that complained were the neighbors. But like when we left, like the floor was like you would stick to it, like because of just all the spilled like alcohol and shit. But they were like, gave me a fucking nice ass review, and they're like great guests. Like, so I don't know why she was like so mad about it. It was weird.
See, I would do some like psychopath shit, like something weird, like. Like, I'd, like, write, a weird, like, death threat somewhere mad hidden. And then, like, they would, like, to the point where, like, they would forget, like, they even, like, hosted the Airbnb. And I'd, like, date it some shit, like, 1999, like, 2003 or something. Be like, I've been watching you.
Like, write their name.
Yeah, dude, I'd do some fucking warped shit. Like, write it in, like, the cat, like, the top of the cabinet or something. Some real sociopathic shit.
Fucking, I don't know if you guys know Cloud from Iced Out Angels, but he's like the like Dominican dude. He's got a son. He's like the oldest one in the group, but he was staying in that Atlanta Airbnb, and like his room was like literally like a princess room, and it was funny as fuck.
That's what Nima's room was like at Luna's Airbnb. His room was like this real princessy shit, and I was like dying.
I'd be gassed.
And then he was rolling up in the fucking dollhouse, like using it as a rolling tray.
Oh my God, that's fire.
I got one more story. So we're at the venue, right? And like when I first get there, because like it's in my name, and then I'm like talking to the owner, texting her. She tells me that there's like a cleaning lady there, like that can show me around and shit. And like she does, like, and this lady was so nice, like literally like one of the nicest people I've ever met. And she was, even though like a lot of the shit didn't work, she was still like showing me like cash register and stuff and everything. And then she even like said she was gonna come to the show. That was funny as fuck.
That would have been fire.
But then she left. It would have been so funny. I wish she would have, but she didn't. But then like she left.
What a fucking bitch.
Nah, she was so sweet. But when I got there, there was like this guy like walking around like the parking lot. Just like I thought he was like, cause like I'm not trying to be rude, but like the cleaning lady was kind of like disgruntled looking, like, you know what I mean, like kind of like dirty, but like she was like really nice, and like so was this guy, like he was just kind of like dirty looking, if that makes sense.
So you guys never had to meet the owners of the property?
No, we never did, but
okay,
but like they were just texting me.
Ayo, no face, no case.
No, they were super nice too, and like they knew everything, like they knew we fucking smoked shit, like fat in there, and like they didn't give a fuck. But so there's this guy there, and then like as soon as the cleaning lady leaves, that guy that I was talking about, he like starts saying like once our parking lot filled up, like for the venue, because there was like not that many spaces in the parking spot or parking lot, there's like a lot across the street that people are parking at. And then like the guy that was there was like trying to charge people to park in that lot, and we didn't know what was going on, but we were like, yo, don't charge the people to park, like that's not on the flyer or anything, like what the fuck are you doing? He's like, no, I'll get them towed. And we're like, no. Like, just to calm it down, because the whole time I'm, like, doing the sound for the shit, and, like, everyone's coming to me for this shit, and, like, I didn't ask for this responsibility. I didn't know what the fuck's going on, really. I'm just trying to fucking make the show run, like, properly, because, like, we had so many artists, like, to get through. But I guess what happened was Trent or someone just told him, like, don't charge anyone for parking, and then at the end of the night, we'll pay you out of our, like, what we make, like a fair fee for like everyone that parks, you know, so our like the people can come and go as they want and not have to worry about paying for parking. And so like while I think Turbo was performing and he was like the last set of the night, Yerms or Trent comes out and like, yo, this dude's fucking tripping, he wants to get paid. So I'm like, go out there, and I'm like talking to him.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Do you have you heard the story?
Yeah, I saw a tweet about this. I know.
Okay.
I
know. Yeah. So I go out there and he's like, I'm like, okay, how much fucking money do you want, like, bro, like, just like chill, like, because he's saying he's gonna tow all the cars that are parked there, which is like the performers' cars and like everyone at the show's cars. I'm like, no, this is not happening. I saw Angel's not gonna be the motherfuckers that get everyone's car towed. Like, nah. So I'm like, all right, I'll give you $40. Like, that's cool. He's like, yeah, that's cool. And I'm like, okay. And then he says some shit that like makes me think like, wait, like what? Like he said some weird shit. Like I don't remember what it was, but it's just some weird shit. So I call the owner real quick and I'm like, do you know this guy? And she's like, oh yeah. And I'm like, does he like own the lot across? She's like, no. I'm like, oh, I paid him $40. And she's like, he doesn't own that. Like, get your money back if you can. And I'm like, okay, thank you. Like, sorry, I should have like talked to you before. And like, I like, she put like, she talks to him like she must know him. He must do this shit like every time or some shit. Like, he's just like a homeless scammer. But then, like, someone, like, as I'm talking, like, trying to get the money back from him, someone comes out and they're like, yo, Turbo's like sounds fucked up. And so I'm like, fuck. So I have to like run back inside. And then Yerms was the one out there. And then while like I just see like fucking like the crowd's there, and then I see like Trent's in the back of the crowd, and then I see like people run in, and then like Trent looks like scared as shit, and then he runs out. So I'm like, okay, this is not good. I'm like, Ana, like, you take over the sound. I'm gonna go see what's going on. And I go out there, and the fucking homeless guy's like bleeding from his nose, and I'm like, okay, like, I know what happened. But then I go, I'm like, Mochila, like, what the fuck happened? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, Yerms and Cloud beat that guy up. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like, this is bad. And, like, the cops are, and, like, the guys, the homeless guy's on the phone with the cops, like, while this is all happening. But I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I just go back inside. Turbo finishes. We make an announcement for, like, everyone that's, like, has drugs on them and shit to leave. Like, so it's all good. And then, like, people stayed, like, all, like, most people stayed, I'd say. Well, only, like, Turbo got out of there because, like, he had some weed and, like, other people got out of there and shit.
You want to get arrested in Atlanta? Hell nah.
Oh, fuck nah, nah. But then we, like, had a little photo shoot and shit. And, like, it took a while for the cops to show up. But then the cops show up, and it was me, Toph, Trent, and I think someone else was, like, talking to the cops with us. And then the homeless guy was there. And, like, the homeless guy was, like, just saying, like, oh, we, like, robbed him. We, like, beat him up. But then the thing was like Cloud and
fuck y'all gonna rob a homeless guy for?
Well, we just got our $40 back is what happened. But Cloud and Yerms have already dipped, so like this dude doesn't know like the guys that beat him up, like they're not even there.
Oh, so for all he knows, like it was just some randoms.
Yeah, exactly. And so the cops like asking us what happened, and then like he's like asked the homeless guys like, have you been drinking? And he's like, well, maybe a little. He's like, okay.
Oh no.
And he's like, so what do you want to do? And then the homeless guy's like, I'm not, he's like, I don't want to press charges, I just want my $40 back. And the cop's like, well, and like I explained the whole situation about how like he didn't own the shit and like we gave him the money, like what happened basically. And so basically ended up with like the homeless guy just having to walk off with like a bloody face, and the cop shook our hands, so it was funny as fuck. But yeah. It was wild. But shout out Yerms and Cloud for getting my $40 back.
Oh, God.
Shout out them boys.
That's how you go.
Dad, you got anything else on the docket? It's been about an hour. We out here?
Oh, well, actually, two more. My next one is, who are your like favorite producers to collab on beats with? Because I know you be doing the producing and all that.
Lately, for collabs, fucking Max Vaughn. Like, he just sent me some loops, and then I'll usually just like make the beat and hop on it real quick because like Max Vaughn is fire as fuck,
right?
But then I gotta shout out like Dread, Kill Justin, fucking Cranky, I know I'm probably forgetting some people. Oh, Dot Midori, he's fucking, he goes hard as shit and he's like real as fuck. Yeah, I'm probably forgetting like people, but those are like the main. And then just like Iced Out Angels, they'll always like just drop a loop pack anyone in there, and like I'll just go hard on it.
That's what's up. And then the last one I got for you is like, do you got any projects that are in the works right now, or like what are you working on, like what are your future endeavors in this year, what are you gonna get out?
I just have a shit ton of unreleased right now. No clue what I'm gonna do with it, like most of it, like some shit I like, that shit I made the art for. I have a bunch with like produced by me and Max Vaughn.
That's what's up.
And then I'm trying to do a tape with Wulsifer, but he kind of is not making much beats anymore, so.
Yo, that name is so fucking cool.
Yeah, he goes really hard, bro. He's talented as fuck. Like, he's one of my favorite producers. But yeah, I just have a bunch of unreleased. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but that's basically it. Just trying to make good music, honestly. But thanks for having me on, guys.
Nah, thank you. You want to shout anything out?
Just Iced Out Angels.
All right, man, thank you so much. It's been real. You heard it here first. Iced Out Angels, shout out. It's been Internet Fandoms Podcast. Woo! Almost every other day, I can barely stay alive. You're taking space up in my brain.
for a kick, but I won't show. Staying inside because I'm so, so scared. Don't want to get hurt, I don't go anywhere. Everyone hates me, I don't care. I can't stand your face, but I can't live without you. Swear I'll slip into a coma, don't have to have food. And my face is so distorted.
Almost done the other day.